Factis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
And we've got a special guest in the studio. It's only Lisa Beeney. Well, not so only. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, good afternoon.
It's lovely.
It's lovely to be back here.
I think it's lovely to have you here, but we would rather be outside at this moment in time because it's beautiful and sunny.
It is. It is one of the nicest days we've had for a long time. Lovely, warm, sunny. It's not raining.
It puts a spring in your step, doesn't it?
It really does.
Now, you've been in before a few times.
Yeah.
But you're going to come in on a regular basis from now on.
Yes, that's the plan, once a month to come and talk anything and everything energy related.
Now, I wished that, and I honestly, listener, if you could have somebody like Lisa living next door to you, she would become your best friend for many reasons. One, you're really nice and easy to talk to, and you've got so much information that I can ask you about that I might not know myself, or I might struggle with to make the right decisions about energy bills, gas or electric, and those kind of questions. So over the next couple of months, that is what we're going to address. We're going to talk about all of those things that we need to. Did I make a list and move it somewhere? I did, didn't I?
You did. It's on a post-it.
Oh, there it is. I can just about read it. But first of all, we're going to talk about warmer homes.
Yeah.
This is the most important thing this lunchtime, warmer homes.
It is. The warmer home scheme is it's effectively free money from the government. And who wouldn't want some of that?
Yeah.
And it's to make people's homes warmer and cheaper to live in. So it's, as I say, money that's come from central government. The Isle of Wight Council is working with 23 other local councils to get this out into people's homes. And it can pay for things like wall insulation, floor insulation, loft insulation. You could have a new heating system, double glazing, solar panels and batteries. There's a whole host of things that it can actually pay for. But the brilliant thing is that for each individual property, it can pay for up to £38,000 worth of improvements. And that is a huge amount. It's not just £500 off your loft insulation. This is actually getting the job done properly so that people's homes become cheaper to heat.
And it's not it's only for a few people. We had this done last year. We had loft done and wall insulation and so on a similar scheme. It didn't cost us anything. It's because our house was of a situation where it was it was graded. And just explain the grading. So A is like really good.
It is. It works on something called an EPC, and that stands for Energy Performance Certificate. And that's a way of grading, really, how much energy each property takes to run. So A is really, really good, where it will cost you almost nothing to heat. And then you've got right at the bottom F and G that will cost you a small fortune.
I think we were at F and we were at F. I'm pretty sure we were at E or F, and now I think we're at B. It's made such a difference. It's massive. But the point I'm making here is that this isn't just for people that might be really, really, really struggling with life. It's basically, it comes down to if you're in the right place, and it doesn't always come down to how much you're earning. It comes down to the basics. Does your house need upgrading when it comes down to heating?
Yes, I mean, it's for everybody that has an EPC of D or below. We know that on the island, about 40% of properties have never been rated, so people may not know what their EPC is. But they can give us a call and we can pop out and help with that. There's also whole areas on the island where, depending what your postcode is, it doesn't matter what your income is. So the government has looked at whole areas and said, well, in general, everyone that lives there really needs this help. So we will make sure that help can go directly to them. Otherwise, if you live outside one of those areas, the income is normally, if you have a household income of less than £31,000 a year. On the island, that is the average income. So we're finding most people fall below that. And if you receive any sort of income-related benefit, so universal credit, guaranteed pension credit, anything like that, then you would qualify because of that as well.
So don't think, oh, I won't qualify for that, because there's a very good chance that you might. And how do they find out whether they qualify for it?
Well, you can go online to the Warmer Homes website, which is warmerhomes.org.uk. There's a free phone number for the scheme, which is 0800 038 5737, or you can contact us through Green Isle of Wight, and we can always pop out and have a chat to you. We can look at your home, and if you decide you'd like to apply but are confused by some of the government lingo on the application form, we can actually help you with the application and get the documentation and things that you need in place to actually apply for that.
And it really is that simple. Because I say, I haven't done something very similar last year. It was, I kept thinking all the way through, what's the catch? What's the catch? There wasn't one. And here we are a year later, everything's in place, there was no catch. So if you are seriously, you know, sitting in your house and it's quite chilly, or if you're just nosy and want to know how your house is going to be graded, what is it? It could well be in a situation where you would qualify. You're never going to find out unless you actually pick up the phone, check out the website and find out. Because basically, if I was okay and they say the rubber stamped and they said you qualify for this, there's a good chance that you might be as well out there. So I would say take the offer up, because at the moment it's not being, can we say this? Not many people have taken people up on it.
No, I checked the government figures because they're published and I get sent a copy of them from the Department of Energy Security and Net Zero. And for the whole of the Isle of Wight, on the last update, nobody had actually had any work done and successfully through this scheme. So the number of applications was showing as zero.
Wow.
And it's been going for nearly a year. And this particular scheme will be running for another year. And this particular scheme, the one kind of gotcha in it is that you should be what they call off gas grid, so not using gas as your form of central heating. But, and this is a big but, even if you don't qualify for this scheme, there's still another two or three other schemes very similar that do cater for the properties that are connected to the gas grid. So even if you don't qualify for this one, you may very well qualify for one of the other schemes. So we can help people work out what it is that they can apply for, because you're right, it gets confusing. You don't know where to start looking. First of all, people don't know that there are actually millions of pounds earmarked for the Isle of Wight that's not currently being used. If that money is not used, it gets given back to central government, and I'm sure everybody on this radio station will be so greatly in love with them that they will want to give the money back to them.
Yeah, that's I mean, I'm just picturing them having a party, but you know, another few. So I mean, if you want to get even, or if that's the inspiration behind it, then do it. But common sense tells me just get check it out. Just go online, check it out, make that phone call. You know, you never know. You never know what you're actually going to get from a simple phone call or just putting yourself out a bit. If you're in that zone of thinking, oh, that never happened to me, it's too much. Where's the catch? What have I got to pay for? Nothing. No, just a bit of time.
There really is no catch. I know, going back many years, a lot of the schemes for like free solar panels, you ended up renting out your roof, and that in some cases made the properties harder to sell. But there is nothing like that. So whatever's installed in your home, you own it.
Yeah.
So if they fit solar panels on your roof, you own them. And they can also fit battery systems now, so you can take advantage of cheap overnight electricity. So in the winter, when the sun's not shining as much, you can top up your batteries with the cheap overnight electricity and then use it during the day when the electricity is more expensive. And it can save a fortune. I mean, have you noticed a difference in your bills at home since you've had the work done?
Well, I don't take care of the financials, but I keep getting good good comments about certain things. Oh, we've got this back, and this has been reduced, and so on. So yes, definitely, absolutely, 100%. And honestly, if we were to go back to that 12 months ago. Mm-hmm. And put ourselves in that position again where we didn't know and somebody said, try this, try these people, have a look at this. I would do it every single time, because where we were back then and where we are now, with our house is warmer, it's cheaper to run, and there was no pressure, no hassle. They came along, they did the job, they talked us through everything, and there was a guy that came back and checked everything and talked us through everything that they had done and what they, you know, what everything meant and so on. And it was just so simple from start to finish, and it was very quick. I don't know, you know, I'm guessing it's still the same. You apply, and I'm guessing within days, maybe a week or so, you either get the yes or the no, and then they're planning to do the work. I'm guessing that's still the same.
With this scheme, it works slightly differently in that they get groups of properties together so that they can do a whole group at once. So you may find with this scheme that there is a delay of a few more weeks. But yes, it's still relatively quick. And the fact it's not going to cost you a penny. It has to be a good thing to do.
And it doesn't. I mean, like I say, it doesn't cost you a penny. And I say that's what I couldn't get my head round. And it was almost like, first instance was, is that what's, does that put me off? You know, knowing that in a minute there's going to be a little thing that says, oh, by the way, you've got to make this kind of no, there was nothing like that.
Yeah.
And I say, yeah, by all means, read the small print. By all means, talk to someone like yourself, because you're probably going to reassure, and you're going to tell them exactly what's going to happen and when it's going to happen and so on. And I just think you can't, it's a no-brainer.
Mm. But there's also another side to it, because yes, you save money, but you're also reducing your carbon footprint. So we're reducing the greenhouse gases, and that will have an effect and make a difference on climate change. Because if we do nothing, then by 2050, the Isle of Wight will actually be three islands. Most of Portsmouth could be underwater, as could a lot of the rest of the south coast. So we are all going to have to make changes to how we live. So if we can make some of these changes that also save us money, it's a win-win, really, isn't it?
It is, and that's quite a terrifying thing that you've just said. I was just thinking, that's not long.
No, it's not.
That really isn't long. And I know that we were talking about, you know, we've been talking about this for, a number of years, and that's all it seems to be, is talk. So maybe it is time to make a difference. And by doing this, you're not only making a difference to yourself then, you're making a difference to your environment. So, you know, that's quite scary. I'm a bit concerned now. When you say split in three on the island, what's where are we looking? We don't have to have another MP, do we?
Sorry, I shouldn't have gone out loud, should I? Oh, we could. The Needles and the cliffs down by Tennyson Down, that would be one area that's an island, and I believe Bembridge will also be an island.
Wow.
I can put up a link for a map that will show you quite how this will change things.
Fascinating.
Because last year was the first year we actually hit 1.5 degrees of global warming for the whole year. If we carry on and it stays at that rate, then by 2050 we have problems. If it goes up to 3 degrees, we've got some quite serious problems.
Right, so we've got to make a difference, and this is one way of doing it.
We have, and I know lots of people say that it's only me, it's just a small change, what I do won't make a difference. But if I asked any one person for £1 million, they'd laugh at me and I'd get nothing. But if I asked a million people for a pound each and only one in 10 of them gave me any money, I'd be very wealthy. So all of the little changes that we make go together to add up to make quite a serious change to the world.
That's a great way of putting it. That really is. Now, look, we're talking mainly about Warmer Homes, the scheme.
Yeah.
And this lunchtime. And obviously, this is a pilot episode for what's to come for the rest of the year. We're going to put things in place. And there's so many things that, you know, you're going to come in and we're going to talk about. And so many things that to make more and more people aware of certain things. Things like solar batteries, solar panels, air fryers.
Yep, air fryers. Now, if I can just steal a minute or two. Next week, next Thursday afternoon, we're running a cooking on a budget session at the Utilita offices in Newport, and we have some spare spaces. Everybody that attends will get an air fryer and a supermarket gift card to go and buy some food to try cooking in this air fryer. So if I send you the link, or if anyone wants to look up Green Isle of Wight on Facebook, you'll see the booking link for that. But yes, at the moment, we've still got spaces. So if any of your listeners would like to come along and receive an air fryer, then please do.
It's a no-brainer again, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, you attend, you get someone to show you how to use it, and then you can take it away.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And let's be honest, I mean, we've been using an air fryer for the last 18 months or so. Never looked back. Very rarely use the actual stove now, saving us lots of money, and it is so easy. I just wish that there were more people like you around that were doing and organising events so that people knew how to use and how to cook in a much, much smaller space. It's very easy to do, by all accounts, because my wife does it every week. She'll cook a whole roast dinner using one of these things. And yeah. I think, how great is that? But this is free. So check out, what's the website?
It's Green Isle of Wight. And if you look us up on Facebook, and I'll send you over the link for it, we've got a booking form link so that people can just fill that in online and come along to this session.
It's a no-brainer. Go and do it. You're also going to be talking about heat pumps, which is fascinating. It's already here, but that's the future, isn't it?
It is. We have to stop burning stuff. So we have to stop burning gas and coal and oil. One of the biggest uses of that is actually heating our homes. About 60% of every person's energy bill is just spent on their home heating. About 23% of their annual bill is spent on heating hot water. So anything we can do to cut down those areas will make a huge difference to not only your energy bill, but also the amount of carbon that we're emitting into the atmosphere.
To me, again, if we don't start doing these things, then, as you said, you know, we're going to have a whole load of problems. And it's not just the fact that you're relieving the problems. You're actually making your life a little bit better anyway by having certain things in your home. It's going to be cheaper for a start. So, you know, start looking at this. I would say that, you know, maybe first port of call is your website. Make contact with you. Have a little look. And see what you can do to make a difference to not only the planet, but more importantly, yourself. Especially if you're really, really struggling, check it out. So it's really, really vital. Just give us that website again, your website.
Our website is greeniow.org.uk.
Take a look. It might be the best thing you do today. Warmer Homes. I would imagine you just put that into Google as well and that would come up as well.
Yeah, again, that's warmerhomes.org.uk for the website. I think there's a link from the council website, and I'll make sure I have a link from our website as well for that.
You're going to come back in a month's time. What's the first topic?
Gas boilers.
All right, gas boilers. So most people have got a gas boiler, I would imagine a lot of people. So we're going to give you the lowdown. Well, I'm not, you are. Yep. You're the expert on gas boilers.
And how to save money with what you've got.
I like the sound of that. Thank you, Lisa. It's a pleasure to spend some time with you.
Thank you.